Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Then he talks about, and as the brethren of the Lord. Interesting. I love this part. Do you know, Jesus was not an only child to Mary. And I have references here. If you can get it later on from me if you want, Mark 6 and others. Jesus had brothers. After Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph came together, and she began to have children from Joseph. Now, Jesus is virgin born of the Holy Spirit. We know that. But after I say this, Mary was not a perpetual virgin, as some people teach. She had other children. He had at least four brothers, and two of them became preachers, James and Jude, and Kyler would be teaching tonight in our Sunday night class. He just started the book of James. He's in James 1:1, kind of gave the background. He missed this part, and I'll fill this in, where he talks about James, a servant of Jesus Christ, and whatever said about Jesus Christ. Notice what James did not say, what he did say, but what he did not say. If that was me, and I'm introducing myself to you, I would have said, Walt Lanier, of course, that'd take me back 2,000 years, the brother of Jesus. I'm someone because I was Jesus' brother. It's like me saying, Walt Lanier, the son of Dr. Clyde Lanier. Everybody knew Dr. Clyde Lanier, but are you following? But James did not do that. He didn't say, I was a brother of Jesus. I'm a servant to Jesus. Boy, there was so much. Anyway, and he was saved after the resurrection. Jude, who wrote the book of Jude, was one of Jesus' stepbrothers. I guess you would call it, whatever you would call that, you know. And by the way, a sideline. Boy, I have so much to get. You never see in Scripture, this is a family matter, by the way, where it's called stepbrother, stepsister, stepmother, stepfather. I never use those terms. It's like they belong to somebody else. Are y'all following what I'm saying? They're brothers. Was that Archie? Archie, are you here? Oh, was that you said the other day about a brother from another mother or something? Of course, that's in Christ, but you get the picture. If you have a stepchild, don't introduce them don't get mad at me, I'm trying to help you. Don't say, this is my stepdaughter. This is my stepson. This is my son. Are y'all following? Amen, preacher. I'm just trying to help you. You'll notice in Scripture, it never says, they weren't his stepbrothers in Scripture. Even Jesus referred to them as his brothers. Four brothers and at least two sisters that he had. I'm so dry mouthed. I need some. No, you can't walk. Tim, get me. My wife fell and she's not supposed to walk. Just somewhere, get me a cup of water. Oh, give me Doug. You don't need that. You know, I take medicines. I could have had a V8. I'm never going to finish this. Where was I? Anybody listening to what I'm teaching? About what? Okay, so he didn't call. He had two sisters. Let's move on. And Cephas, which is Peter, he did have a wife. Don't tell that to the other denominations. They think that he was their first pope. Anyway, or I and only Barnabas, have we not the power to forbear work? And do we have to work? I mean, you get the point. I got to move on. Verse number 7. Who goeth to warfare any time in his own charges? Who plans the vineyard? Who eats not the fruit? You get the picture here. In the army, soldiers are to be cared for and provided for. A farmer is fed by the grain and by the wheat that he grows in the heart. He eats of his own fruit of his labor, is what he's saying. So should we, as men of God, be able to partake of the fruits of our labor. And he said, you're the fruit of our labor. Get the picture? And there's a lot of churches, and this ain't one of them. Y'all take care of the preacher here. But there's a lot of churches that says, well, Lord, we'll keep them poor. You keep them humble. And Paul is addressing this. You need to take care of your pastor, of people who are feeding you spiritually. Let's move on. Verse number 8. I got to finish. Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law? Also, he's referring back in verse number 9 to Deuteronomy 25:4, where he talks about, this ain't me talking. It's the Word of God. Remember what it says in law, Deuteronomy 25:4, where he quotes it about thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the corn of the ox that treadeth out the corn, that God not take care of his own. Verse number 10. Or saith he altogether for our sakes? Is he just talking to us? Much could be said here. For our sakes, no doubt, that this is written for us. That he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. Hope you get that. It's a beautiful picture of how Paul is caring for that congregation there, whether it's Corinth or Ephesus or wherever he's at, how he loves them and he takes care of for them. Well, it should be reciprocal, and that he cares for them in hope, and that you get the picture. Let me finish here. Verse number 11, and I'll close with this. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing? If I could use redneck language, is it a big deal that we should reap, that we should receive your carnal things? The word carnal, those fleshly things. He's talking about the material things, the things that, and again, a note here. Paul had supplied the spiritual things, which were the greater things, the eternal things. Surely he ought to receive material benefits, which are the lesser things, from them in return. The expectation of the labor to reap from the fruits of the labors was reasonable and acceptable. And if you stay with me, later on, we're going to look in 2 Corinthians, I think it was chapter number 12, I have a reference. But anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Paul said this, and we'll get there in a couple months, so what rate I'm going. Okay, it's in chapter number 12. He says this, forgive me this wrong. He told the church, he said, I should have asked you for support. Later on, he says, forgive me this wrong. He said, I wronged you by not, I don't use the word making, but not exercising my authority and my power than to teaching you to provide for your preachers. When we go to Ernie's here, and real quick secret about why some of these flags are hung. I don't know who hung them, Doug, Jeremiah, whoever hung these things. See the very first one up there? Which one is that? That's Kenya. It ain't Africa. It's Kenya. And every year, may you not notice this, but I hang it. I make sure that's hung up there every year in the front. Why? Because that's where I was. Ernie, that's our Kenyan flag. And Ernie, it was still teaching this to this day, and I'm going to close with this, about providing. We don't send American money. Those preachers in Kenya, there's couple hundred churches. There's a couple hundred churches in Kenya. Not one American dollar is providing for the funds of those preachers to preach. You know what Ernie teaches them? For that congregation to take care of their preacher. They're not relied on American money, and that's why these churches are growing. What happens if we start giving them money? Can I have 30 seconds? If we start giving them money, many people do. Some of y'all know about this, and pastors and missionaries. You start giving whatever country it is, and we're paying them, sending money over there. And there's so much I could say about this, but here's the principle. Say that money dries up. Can't send money over there. What happens to those guys? Because they haven't taught their people to provide for the pastor. You see the picture? It's a matter of teaching. I learned this years ago. Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teaching the fish, you feed him for a lifetime. That's what Paul said. I did you wrong. I should have taught you these principles when I was there among you. You need to take care of your preacher. And all God's people said, our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. We are so blessed to be in your house, and can't wait to see what you have in store for us this week. Bless the morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through 1 Corinthians. And come join us this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special guest speaker Dr. Phil Stringer. He'll be with us during the 11 a.m. worship hour, and the Morrison sisters will be with us during the 6 p.m. worship hour. That's February 16th, 11 a.m. for Dr. Phil Stringer, and 6 p.m. for the Morrison sisters. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.